Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
Okay, why do you like Camlet?
Because I like his talking. And I like the people that are in his house. But why are they in his house?
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Hi, welcome to Radio Free School.
A comedy is a funny play. It means very, very funny play or something. It ends happy, normally. Comedies end happy. I know comedies. Well, tragedy is very sad. Very, very, very sad play. It ends sadly. Mm. History is a story about people that actually live. Shakespeare has written all three kinds. Well, one of the tragedy called Hamlet, a tragedy called Romeo and Juliet. I don't really know all the other tragedies though. But there's a comedy called Midsummer Night's Dream, a comedy called Much to Do About Nothing, all sorts of different things.
How about The Tempest? Is that a comedy or a tragedy?
Half each. It's not a comedy or a tragedy.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem funny, it doesn't seem sad.
Long ago in Verona, there lived two families, the Capulets and the Montagues, who hated each other worse than death. Plague got the Capulets down with the Montagues. I'll play a gun on both your houses, Bonbonio, look upon my death. Once Tybalt, Capulet. I do but keep the peace, put up my sword, and that's Benvenio or Montague. That's old Capulet, the head in the hearse, and Lady Capulet with him. Give me my long sword! Mac Crotch, why fought you for a sword? The head of the Montague's house and his lady. I found, I say, hold me not! Thou shalt not stir! Fell of the Capulets! Down the Montagues! Ischinus, prince of Verona, long wearied by the brawning of his people, rebellious subjects, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground, and hear the sentence, wherever you disturb our streets again. Your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace.
1597 was to be a troubled year for the professional theatre. The Privy Council, under pressure from the officers of the City of London, issued the following order. Her Majesty, being informed that there are very great disorders committed in the common playhouses, both by lewd matters that are handled on the stages, and by resort and confluence of bad people, hath given direction that not only no plays shall be used within London or about the city or in any public place during this time of summer, but also those playhouses that are erected and built only for such purposes shall be plucked down.
Where is all the meals? Are you here today? sad hours sing long, but sadness right lengthens Romeo's hours. In love, out of love, out of her favor, where I am in love, forget to think of her. Teach me how I shall forget to think, by giving liberty unto thine eyes, examine of the beauties. Thou canst not teach me to forget. I pray, sir, can you read? I will write all the letters in the language. Bivonio, Mercutio, Tybalt, Rosaline. A fair assembly. Wherever should they come? My master is a great, rich Capulet. And if you be not at the house of Montagues, come and cross a cup of wine. Go, and if unattainted eye, compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow. Boom, boom, boom. Romeo, we must have you dance. Not I, believe me. You have dancing shoes of nimble soles. Mine are soles of lead. You are a lover, bore Cupid's wing. Peace, Mercutio, peace. That's Rosalind. And that's Juliet, Capulet's daughter. She doth teach the torches that burn bright. Did my heart love to now? Forswear it, sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night. This, by his voice, should be Montague. Fetch me a rapier, boy. How now, kinsman? What for storm you so? Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe. Let him alone. Or I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, what gentle sin is this? My lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch of a tender kiss. Good pilgrim, you draw your hands too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this? For saints have hands for pilgrims' hands to touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss. Have not saints' lips in holy palmer's too? Trespass sweetly urge. Give me my sin again. You kiss by the book. Here is Juliet's nerve.
Madam, your mother craves a word of you. What is her mother? The lady of the house. Is she a Capulet?
Oh, a count. My life is my foe's debt. What is he that now is going out of doors?
His name is Romeo, and a Montague.
My only love sprung from my only hate. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Art myself and not a Montague. What's a name? That which we call rose, by any other word would smell is sweet. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name take all my soul.
You are listening to Radio Free School.
With love's like wings, this place is death. If any of my kinsmen find me here, my kinsmen are stopped to be. If they do see thee, they will murder thee. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity. Knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush for paint my cheek. Fain would I dwell in form, fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. O gentle Romeo, if thou hast love, pronounce it faithfully. I swear, I hear some noise of you. The laugh of June. Although leaves me so unsatisfied. What satisfaction canst thou have tonight? Madam, come along, good nurse. Stay but a little. I will come again. I'm afeard all this is but a dream. Free words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If not by bent of love be honorable, thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow at one that are procured to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite, and all my fortunes are by foot are laid. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night. What o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee? For the hour of nine. Madam, I come anon. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Bong! Swiftly, Romeo hastened to his confessor, Friar Lawrence, and begged him make ready for a marriage. I'll tell thee, ere asking thee again, I've been feasting with my enemy. And all of a sudden, one have wounded me, by me wounded, so mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combined say what thou must combine, my holy Mary.
Puritans who wanted to purify the Church of England of its Roman Catholic aspects strongly disapproved of the theatre. Acting was sinful, they argued, because it was pretense. They also hated men dressing as females in flamboyant costumes. Women were not seen on stage in Shakespeare's time. In those days in London there were countless inns, taverns and alehouses. More dubious places of entertainment were based at Southwark, on the south bank of the river. This put them beyond the control of the city authorities. It was here, amid the brothels and beer pits, that many of Shakespeare's most famous plays were first performed.
Away, Tybalt, art thou hurt? I am hurt, a plague on both your houses. I was hurt under your arm. They have made worms meat of me. Now, Tybalt, thou wretched boy, away, be gone, the prince will doom thee death. Oh, I am fortunate fool. Heaven is here where Juliet lives, and every cat and dog and little mouse, every unworthy thing, live here in heaven and may look on her. But Romeo may not. Boom. Will thou be gone? It is not yet near day. It is the nightingale, and not the lark. It was the lark, the herald of the morning. I must be gone and live, or stay and die. Yon light is not daylight, I know it, I. Come, deaf and welcome. Come, deaf and welcome. Juliet wills it so. It is not day. It is. Hie hence, be gone, away. It is the lark that sings so out of tune. Madam, your lady mother is come to your chamber. The day is broke, be wary, look about you. Then window, let day in and let life out. Farewell, farewell. One kiss and all the same. Now careful. Father, child, tomorrow's a sudden day of joy that thou expects not, no, I look not for. What day is that? Early next Thursday morn, the gallant young and noble gentleman of County Paris at St. Peter's Church shall happy make their joyful bride. Now by St. Peter's Church, he shall not make me there a joyful bride. Fetch you the fine joints to Frizzing next to St. Peter's Church, I will prevent the hurdle. Good father, I beseech you, hurdle and banish, disobedient wretch. I will thee not the church of Thursday, or never after look me in the face. Speak not, play not, do not answer me. The banished Romeo fled to a mansion. Boom, boom. Ere this hand to Romeo sealed shall be the label to another deed, or my true heart with treacherous insults turn to another. This shall slay them both. Oh, Judith, I already know thy grief. Give me some present counsel. Be not so long to speak, I long to die. A thing like death, hold it. Go home, be merry, give consent to marry Paris. Tomorrow night, look to lie alone, take loudest vice and be then in bed. And presently, drink thou off, when presently for all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humor. In this bottle likeness of shrunk death, thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours. And then awake is from a pleasant sleep. And when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes and covered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault, where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, shall Romeo by my letter know why drift. Banished to Mantua, Romeo ache for word from Juliet. News from Verona. How fares my Juliet? For nothing can be ill if she be well. Bad as she is well, and nothing can be ill. Her body sleeps in Capel's monuments. Is it seen so? Then I defy you, stars, stars, stars. And in a posadero's shop, Romeo bought the poison that would end his grief. Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight. Now must I to the monument alone, within these 3 hours with dear Juliet wake. Oh, my love, my wife, death if thou suck the honey of thy breath. I've had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Eyes, look at us. Arms, take a last embrace, and lips, oh, you, the doors of breath, sealed of a righteous kiss, a debtor's bargain to engross in death. Here's to my love. Oh, comfortable friar, I do remember well where I should be, and there I am. Where is my Romeo? Come, come away. Go, get thee hence, for I will not away. Joe drank all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Happily some poison yet doth hang on them. Thy lips are warm. Yea, noise, then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger, this is thy sheath. There, no. Now rest and let me die. Capulet, Montague, see what a scourge is laid upon your hate. That heaven's fines means to kill your joys with love. Brother Montague, give me thy hand, but I will give thee more, for I will raise her statue in pure gold. That was Barona by his name is known, shall no figure at such rate be set. Is that of true and faithful Juliet? As rich shall Romeo by his name than I. Poor sacrifices of our enmity. Never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Hello, my name is Madeline. I'm going to talk about Puck. He squeezes this kind of flower into everyone's eyes. And then as soon as they wake up, they see someone, and they fall in love with the person. She fell in love with an ass. I have something to tell you about Puck. He's not really good to trust.
Performances in outdoor theaters would begin in London as early as possible in September, or even in late August if plague deaths were low enough. The period between September and Christmas was the longest uninterrupted playing spell. 2 o'clock start times assured the audience could be home before dark. Shakespeare and several of his colleagues in the Chamberlain's Men acquired their share of wealth and respect in a profession never wholly distinct from vagabondage. The idea that a man might follow the trade of playwright was in its infancy, and it was the actor who commanded the stage.
Although he did not go to university, very few people did in his day, Shakespeare understood Latin, French, and probably Italian. He got ideas for his plays from other playwrights, from popular stories, and particularly from the Latin writer Ovid, the Greek writer Plutarch, and the Englishman Rolf Hollinshed.
Hamlet, I sing my father, well, my lord, mine's eye, I wish you. I think I saw him yesterday, the lord, the king, my father, two nights together, on my watch, that these gentlemen, being this encounter, a figure like your father, on the point, it actually, technically, I will watch tonight, the chance for a walk again, my father's spirit and heart. Oh, it's not ready.
I'm Evelina, and I'm 7. I'm going to talk about Hamlet. I like it because it's so sad. And it's more like Lord of the Rings. It's a really good one. Shakespeare probably put a lot of effort into it. More than any of the other ones. It's a tragedy. Hamlet gets his father killed, and he wants revenge. Then, he acts, instead of killing the brother which had killed his father, he kills someone good. Then, Ophelia, his daughter, the person that died, got drowned because of her sadness. Then, her brother, Laertes, wants to seek revenge on Hamlet. And then they end up having a sword fight and they both get killed. Queen wanted to save Hamlet, so she drank the poison instead of him drinking it, Queen. The king tried to give it to Hamlet, but the queen saw him put in the poison, and then she decided to drink it, so he wouldn't. And then she died too. And then Hamlet, before he died, he killed the king. Then he died too, they all die.
This one is for the workers unite. This one is for the people that believe in a fight. This one is for the everlasting dream to be free. This one is for liberty. This is the law, the God mission. With words as a revolution, a mental revolution, not violently. We'll be right back.
myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.